This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There's been a slow trickle of news out of Detroit the past couple of weeks that has finally coalesced into a story. General Motors, the biggest car maker in the country, is cutting about 3,300 jobs as low gas prices and the ensuing lack of demand for smaller, more fuel-efficient cars has forced the company to stop production of some of its compact models. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra has that one.
GM is slashing production of smaller models, including the Chevy Cruze sedan, Chevy Camaro, and Cadillac sedan. Cornell University professor Art Wheaton, who studies labor and the auto industry, says just a few years ago, U.S. automakers sold more cars than light trucks. But, he says, things have changed.
Now we sell 60% trucks, 40% cars.
Wheaton says you can thank, in part, low gas prices for this consumer demand.
They decide that, hey, gas is cheap. I can buy a truck or an SUV and I can put more of my stuff or more people in there.
Edmunds.com analyst Jeremy Acevedo says automakers are always adapting to changes in consumer preference.
I mean, the way that they produce vehicles and the way they produce cars, it's almost like a around-the-clock operation to accommodate demand.
That can mean laying people off like GM is doing now. But the good news for those workers, they'll probably get hired back on. Acevedo says making an SUV requires many of the same skills as building a car.
So a lot of times it would just be as easy as adjusting the production line within a facility.
And they may keep those jobs for a while, because as McKinsey partner Hans Werner Koss says, even if gas prices go up, the demand could remain.
Those vehicles have over the years become more fuel efficient through the integration of different type of fuel-saving technologies.
Analysts say that bodes pretty well for the workers producing all those new trucks and SUVs. In New York, I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.